Welcome to The Reasons We Smile with Dr. Kvitko, the show that brings you man-on-the-street interviews, celebrity guests, groundbreaking research, and heartwarming stories about the reasons we smile. Our show is also known as everything you've always wanted to know about dentistry, but we're too numb to ask. Hello, I'm General Dentist Dr. Kvitko, and thank you for joining me today.
The following views and opinions do not necessarily reflect those of this station, its staff, management, or parent company. To hear a replay of this show or one of the great shows that previously aired, log on to thereasonswesmile.com or iTunes. Keyword, Dr. Kvitko, or The Reasons We Smile. Listeners should not use Dr. Kvitko's comments and advice in place of an actual dental exam.
Brighten your life with a smile that shows the professional touch of Dr. Kvitko.
Time now for The Reasons We Smile with Dr. Kvitko. Call 459-9769 to discuss your dental issues. Now, here's your host, Dr. Kvitko.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to The Reasons We Smile. This is episode number 425. Thank you so much for joining me. I think we're going to have a great show. Hey, if you want to follow me on Twitter, it's at Dr. Kvitko. Or you can go to my office Facebook page and like us. That would be cool. Want to let you know that all past episodes, complete with video, are available at thereasonswesmile.com. And so last week I'd mentioned that today we were going to have in the studio with us Dr. Lawrence Oswick, a dentist in Chagrin Falls. He was going to tell us about his awesome brand of dentistry that he practices. However, we had a scheduling conflict. So Dr. Oswick will join us for episode 427 in a couple weeks. All right. Today, my guest is Ryan Wilkins, the Senior Director of Communications and Facilities at Ronald McDonald House Charities in Central Ohio. Good morning, Ryan. How are you?
Good morning. Excellent. How are you?
I'm well. Thank you so much for getting up, being on the show, and then also thank you for the tour, the wonderful tour that you gave my wife and I on Friday. It was awesome.
Oh, you're welcome. That was a good time, wasn't it?
It was, yeah. I learned so much. People really, and you encourage people to come and take tours, don't you?
Oh, yeah, all the time. We love to be able to show the community what we're doing at the Ronald McDonald House. I think you and your wife had a similar experience to a lot of people, which is it was sort of eye-opening and showed you that what the Ronald McDonald House is doing might even be a larger scale than most people think.
Oh, definitely, definitely. And one of the reasons we want to talk about this is because there is a way that we can help raise $100,000 for the house, and that is by going to votecoachmata.com, votecoachmata.com, and Mata has two T's, and vote for Coach Mata. And if you do that and we win, it's the Infinity Challenge, the Infinity Coaches Challenge, and if Coach Mata gets the most votes, then $100,000 is going to the Ronald McDonald House Charities, right?
That's absolutely correct, which it's a fun thing that ESPN puts on every year. It's a competition between 48 different college basketball coaches across the country. It's a nationwide contest, and they are paring the contest down to the final four coaches starting Monday, so that's tomorrow, the 29th. And at 1 p.m., voting opens for 13 days to vote for your favorite coach. Now, what happens is they tally up votes. You can vote once per email every single day. And the coach with the most wins at the end of that contest will be able to make a donation of $100,000 in their name to their charity of choice. And Coach Mata and his wife Barb have been a really good partner of ours at the Ronald McDonald House for many years, and he was very gracious to choose us as his charity of choice again. Little secret, we actually have won this contest three times in the past, so the community of Central Ohio has stepped up in a big way to vote for Coach Mata and ultimately the Ronald McDonald House. But this year we need your help especially because we're in a really tough fight with that team up north. We won't say what that name is.
I know they're winning right now. We can't allow that.
I know. Isn't that crazy?
It's crazy. It really is. Hey, we're going to talk a little bit more about that in a second, but let's go ahead and listen to the interview, some of the interview that you and I did when you were giving me that tour on Friday, okay?
Sounds good.
Okay, here we go.
So you may remember that a little bit ago we did a show with Dee Anders, the CEO and Executive Director of Ronald McDonald House. And while I was doing that show, we arranged to come and take a tour. And so Dee has arranged for me to be able to tour the facility. And we're here now, and we are with
Ryan Wilkins.
Okay.
And this is Mackenzie.
Hi, Mackenzie. How are you?
Good. How are you? Mackenzie Schuler.
Good. Well, thanks so much, you guys, for giving me this tour. And where are we going to start?
Well, we're starting right here in the front. This is obviously the Ronald McDonald House. All of our families come to us by referral from local hospitals. And we actually serve families from Nationwide Children's Hospital, Ohio State University, all the Ohio Health. It really doesn't matter what hospital they're in. The only requirement is that a family has a child that's in the hospital. Then they can stay with us here at the Columbus Ronald McDonald House.
That was something that was interesting. I did not know that. It was new information to me when we had Dee on the show.
Yeah, it's primarily the majority of the families that we're serving have children being treated across the street at Nationwide Children's. But really, we serve everyone. We're here to help the entire medical community.
That's cool. That's really cool. All right, so where are we going first?
Okay, we're going to walk right down this way, and we'll take a look at the computer room that has been outfitted by Nationwide Insurance.
Wow.
Hi there.
Hi there. How are you?
Good. How are you? Just giving a little tour.
Okay, so we have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 computers and a printer.
Yes. So all of these are here for the families to be able to use. They're totally free of charge. As you can imagine, staying in contact with their family and friends back home is really important. And then also, you know, some folks even do work here, or they will do research about their child's condition, trying to help them out.
Well, you even have the different clocks with the Eastern, Central, Mountain, Pacific time.
Yeah, and this is a magnet wall.
Oh, really?
So everything is magnetized, and then over there you can see there are little play magnets that the kids can use.
So see if they can find Columbus.
Yeah, so where they'll put little stars where they're from, and then we also have over here different states, so folks can connect with one another geographically.
That's really cool. What are these? Are these microphones? What are these things? These little, this here?
This
is a light.
Fancy looking lights.
Okay. Thanks to Nationwide Insurance, right?
Yes. Yeah, they're a great partner of ours, and obviously to the whole entire community.
Awesome. Okay, so next is we're going through something that's labeled Grange Insurance. So
yeah, all of our wings, guest wings in the Ronald McDonald House, are sponsored by different corporations or community groups here. Grange Insurance is a wonderful partner of ours and has made significant donations to us, and they have sponsored this wing here. And as we're walking through, you're seeing all of this wonderful original artwork on the wall.
Yeah.
We're actually going through the different seasons to get to what is called the NHL All-Star Legacy Treehouse, which used to be just a boring staircase and now is, honestly, I think it's the coolest staircase in the entire world.
Okay, so...
Hi, guys. How are you?
Hello.
Do you like the treehouse?
Mm-hmm.
Have you been in here before?
Yeah.
Isn't it sweet? So this was outfitted by the NHL, National Hockey League, when they came to Columbus for the All-Star Game.
Oh, okay.
And they do a legacy project every city they go to, and they decided to do this really unique project. We had a local artist who designed all of this and turned it into a play space for the kids. So in winter months like now, they have lots of opportunity to get around and have fun.
This is awesome. We need to get a picture of this or a couple.
Oh, yeah. I have...
Mackenzie, what?
In those pictures I sent you, I think I sent you some of those.
Oh, I didn't know what it was. I didn't realize it was a staircase.
It's the staircase. Now you realize. Yeah.
Okay. Awesome. Very neat. So now we get to see a family room.
Yeah, this is a typical guest room for us here at the Ronald McDonald House.
Oh, my goodness. Wow. This is like the Marriott or Hampton or Sheraton. Wow. I had no idea. I don't know why.
So every guest room is what you would expect in a nice hotel room.
Yeah.
It has its own climate control. There are actually Tempur-Pedic beds. Those were all donated to us. That was a $450,000 donation that they made to us. So really nice, comfortable beds for themselves. They have a television. They have their own private bathroom. Everything you would expect in a hotel room. But the biggest difference is they don't have to pay for it.
Wow.
So they can stay here for free. If they can make a donation, great. If they can't, that's fine too. No one is ever turned away for inability to pay. And as you can imagine, the mounting health bills that they have for their child's treatment is extreme, because a lot of these families, they have kids that are in the hospital for days and days and weeks and even months and years. So being able to take the stress away of trying to figure out how they're going to stay close to their child makes all the difference in the world. It's a really simple mission that we provide, just a place to stay for the families, but I think a profound mission. So mom and dad can wake up in the morning, go grab a bite to eat, and we'll show you the kitchen here.
Okay.
Grab a bite to eat, walk across the street and be there fully for their child. They don't have to worry about all the other normal stressors of life.
So even a family that maybe could afford to stay, they're a little nervous about their medical bills and may not.
Yeah, so literally, we could have the richest person in the world and the poorest person in the world staying here at the same time.
Wow, that's great. That's really awesome. I had no idea. This is cool.
There you go.
Okay,
so we're something new.
I know. And we're going to a cafe or something?
Yeah, why don't we go, we'll go down the hallway and take a look at our spa, believe it or not.
Okay.
We have a spa.
And we did get some pictures of the hall that was all painted. And okay, good.
Motorist Insurance made a very generous donation to us as well. So when you look here, this is a mosaic that was created, an original piece of artwork that is a reflection of the city of Columbus and the topiary park that's right next to Motorist Insurance building.
Right across Broad Street, right?
Yeah. And they had this commissioned for us and then installed it when we opened up this expansion here. So right through those doors there is our expansion wing, which we opened about a year and a half ago. And that added 42 guest rooms to our facility, effectively making us the largest Ronald McDonald House in the world.
Wow, I did not know that. Mackenzie, can we get a picture of that?
Oh, by the way, if you want to see these pictures now, live, you can go to ustreamtv.com, type in Dr. Kvitko or The Reasons We Smile, and you'll be able to watch the show. Or if you don't want to see them now, in about 2 days, you'll be able to go to thereasonswesmile.com and watch the show. Okay? You know, Ryan?
I don't think a lot of people even realize we have a topiary garden.
Yeah, and it's a resource that a lot of people really should take time to get to know and see. It's very cool.
You know how I discovered it? You know how when you go on vacation, you take the tour of whatever town you're going to? I took a tour of Columbus.
Did you do it on the Segway?
No, they have a thing called Sightsee Columbus. It was one of those used airport vans.
Oh, yeah.
And they took you around Columbus. So that's when I didn't even know we had it.
Very cool. That's a picture of it right there.
Oh, yeah, exactly.
Doesn't look like Columbus.
You know, I grew up in Twinsburg, which is in the Cleveland area, and I've never really taken a tour of Cleveland or even Akron for that matter. I think I'm going to have to do that.
Some original artwork that children actually have created here.
Really? Mm-hmm. Kids did this?
Yes.
How old? A 13-year-old did that. Wow.
And this is, at one point, was the largest puzzle in the world that you could buy. And a woman who is the wife of the president of a company that supports us put this together after her son tragically passed away. And she spent 3 months putting it together and then at the end wanted to donate it to the Ronald McDonald House for our families.
It only took her 3 months?
Yeah.
I mean, how big is this? What would you say, like 10 feet, 15? 15 feet. Wow.
Yeah, amazing.
That's
right?
A big puzzle.
All right, so now, just so you know, I'm Dr. Kvitko. We're speaking with Ryan Wilkins of the Ronald McDonald House Charities, and we're going to do Dr. Kvitko's question of the day soon, and Ryan, I'm going to have your help with this. But anyway,
okay.
Before we do that, let's go ahead and have you listen to this.
This station will not be held liable for any contesting during The Reasons We Smile with Dr. Kvitko. Participation in the contest allows Dr. Kvitko to record and broadcast your name and call. One winner per household. Prizes are non-transferable, cannot be substituted, and are subject to taxes and fees. This station cannot be responsible for the inability to enter the contest, whether due to equipment malfunction or telephone difficulties. All decisions of Dr. Kvitko concerning this contest or eligibility are final. And now it's time for Dr. Kvitko's question of the day.
All right, and let me remind folks, the winner will receive free flowers from Vice Number Florist. They'll be delivered to your place of business this Tuesday afternoon, okay? Now, today my guest is Ryan Wilkins, the Senior Director of Communications and Facilities at Ronald McDonald House Charities in Central Ohio, a nonprofit organization that supports the Ronald McDonald House and other programs benefiting children in the community. Earlier in the show, Ryan mentioned how much guests are required to pay to stay at Ronald McDonald House. So how much do guests pay? Do they pay A, $200 a night, B, $100 a night, C, $50 a night, or D, no one is ever required to pay to stay at Ronald McDonald House? Okay, the winner receives free flowers from Vice Number Florist. They'll be delivered to your place of business this Tuesday afternoon, and the number to call, 614-459-9769. That's 614-459-9769, so go ahead and call now.
Stay tuned to Dr. Kvitko. Hi, I'm Dr. Konitko, general dentist and host of the Reasons We Smile radio and roadshow. Did you know that you no longer need to visit several different dental professionals to get more complete dental care? We handle everything from cleanings and orthodontics to restoration, implants, and smile makeovers, all in my office. And now we have two locations. Get the most advanced technology and procedures available today. It's more complete dentistry.
Visit worldsmostinterestingdentist.com for more info about Dr. Konitko.
Dr. Konitko, let's go!
Yeah! Hi, my name's Athena. My family and I have been patients of Dr. Konitko and Associates for over 10 years. We've gone to Dr. Konitko for numerous reasons, especially cleanings, crowns, and root canals. Since going to Dr. Konitko, I get compliments every day on how beautiful my smile is, and people always ask me how I get my teeth so white. I used to be afraid of the dentist, but Dr. Konitko and his staff make you feel very comfortable and relaxed, and I'm not afraid anymore. I would recommend Dr. Konitko for all your family's dental needs.
Call Dr. Konitko and Associates today, 614-262-9588.
Hi, this is Richard Simmons. Dr. Kavitko's here, and he's going to help you with all of your problems. Are your teeth yellow? He can fix that. Are you missing a tooth? He can put a new one in. How is that?
That's very good. Thank you, Richard.
Hi, I'm Johanna, and I've been a dental patient at Dr. Konitko and Associates for over 10 years. I would really recommend Dr. Konitko for your family's dental care. They're friendly. They're always there to help me. I feel like family when I walk in the door. It's clean. It's comfortable. Even if I have to bring my kids, they have a great playroom for them. I know when I'm with Dr. Konitko, they are taking that extra time to make sure that I'm going to be the healthiest I can be. They've been great. I love them.
Call Dr. Konitko and Associates today, 614-262-9588.
Does it hurt when you smile? Your account, your telephone. Zip it up, go on to the world. Is it gonna kill you to smile? Maybe just try.
All right, we're back. We're doing Dr. Konitko's question of the day. We have four callers on the line in no special order, so as to not tip off Ryan. We have Barbara, Rebecca, Linda, and Barbara. We have Barbara 1, Barbara 2. Okay, so Ryan, would you pick a number between 1 and 4?
Yeah, let's go with 3.
3. That would be Barbara number 1. Hi, Barbara number 1. How are you?
Good morning. How are you?
I'm well. Thank you for listening. Thank you for tuning in and calling. So what is the answer to Dr. Konitko's question of the day?
There is no charge to anyone who stays there.
That's correct. Isn't that cool?
It is very cool. I just wanted to mention something. My husband and I were actually volunteers for the very original Ronald McDonald House. We were down there cleaning out with a group that I belong to, and we did a lot of work on the original house down there.
Well, thank you so much for that. Thank you for your service. That was great because it survives on volunteers, right, Ryan? Oh, I think I lost Ryan. Anyway. But anyway, hey, Barbara, what do you do for a living?
I'm an independent wellness consultant.
Okay.
Yeah.
Good. So you're all about health and helping
those kids
and those families healthy. Great.
I think the Ronald McDonald House is awesome, and we're very blessed to have one here in Columbus, Ohio.
We absolutely are, especially the largest in the world.
Yes.
Okay, will you stay on the line because we want to make sure you get the flowers from Weissdember, and then the other folks call back next week. That would be Linda, Rebecca, and Barbara number 2. Okay,
thank
I guess.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. Take care now. Okay, do we lose Ryan? Do we have Ryan?
Nope.
Oh, you're there. Okay, good. Oh, good choice. Ryan, how'd you know you were picking a volunteer?
I know, isn't that? I don't know. I knew 3 was the right number.
And it was from a long time ago, which means you and her may have never met.
Yeah, I've been with the organization for just over 8 years, and I've seen a lot of growth. But we've been around for more than 30 years, and it's so cool to be able to run into people all over the community that have come and either stayed at the Ronald McDonald House or volunteered. It seems like just about everyone that I talk to has had some sort of personal experience with the place, and more importantly, what it does to help the families that are going through a tough time. They've got a child that's in the hospital. They need a place nearby to stay so they can be close and at a moment's notice be there to support their children. And what we're able to do is just take away stress so mom and dad can focus on what's most important, which is being there present for their child when they need them most.
Yeah, absolutely. Hey, now we have more of the recorded interview, but if we get to that, great. If not, I'll play it on another show. But I wanted to say, we haven't talked about it yet, but I was impressed to see that you have a salon at Ronald McDonald House where people can make an appointment to have their hair cut. And I thought that was so cool.
It is. It's really cool. When we added on to the facility back about a year and a half ago, we did some surveys of the families, and one of the things that popped up was that they would really appreciate a place where they can get their hair cut, sort of be pampered from time to time to try to take their mind off of the situation that they're in. And the folks with 31 Gifts stepped up to sponsor that space for us in our expansion, and they built what's called the 31 Gifts Renew You Spot.
Okay.
And it's a little spa that mom and dad and kids can go into. They can sign up for free haircuts, free massages, free pedicures, manicures, stuff to make people feel special. And, you know, you don't think about it, but if you were in a situation where your child was in the hospital for weeks or months at a time, you got to find a place to get a haircut. And if you're not from around here, where are you going to go? Well, we make that easy. So,
yeah.
Again, but it goes back to that idea of trying to take away stress. So anything that we can do to eliminate normal stressors in people's day, we think helps contribute to the health and well-being of that child.
I'm sure it does. Now, okay, so you can get your hair cut. Oh, you know what? Well, tell you what, I'm going to ask you a question. You can tell me after the break because we have to go to a break. But here's the question. Okay, I think it's neat you can get a haircut, but how do you handle a guest who has a toothache or a broken filling? So hold your thoughts. Let us know when we come back from the break. You're listening to The Reasons We Smile with Dr. Kvitko, and we'll be right back.
This is Clark Kellogg. Stay tuned for more of Dr. Kvitko.
Hi, I'm Dr. Kvitko, general dentist and host of The Reasons We Smile radio and roadshow. I've been honored to help several famous people get a perfect smile, like Keith Carlos and Dominique Rygaard from America's Next Top Model, and Ted the Golden Voice Williams from right here in Columbus. Isn't it time you had a celebrity smile? It costs less than you might think, and most of the time, it can be done in one visit. A new smile can make a world of difference.
Visit worldsmostinterestingdentist.com for more info about Dr. Kvitko.
Estás escuchando con Dr. Kvitko aquí en su estación favorita.
Hi, I'm Dominique Rygaard. Like what you hear? Why not use the show to promote your product or service by becoming a sponsor? Call 614-262-9588 to learn how. That's 614-262-9588. Call now.
When it comes to the overall health of your teeth, trust the experience of Dr. Kvitko and Associates. From dental cleanings and exams to restoration, dental implants, and pediatric care, Dr. Kvitko and Associates can give you something to smile about.
There's a lot of places out there that offer discount dentistry, but at Dr. Kvitko's, he actually takes the time.
See what Dr. Kvitko and Associates can do for you. Conveniently located on High Street in Clintonville, call 262-9588 or online at drkvitko.com.
I'm Grandpa, and I go to Dr. Kvitko, and I still have all my teeth. Real ones. Where's my glasses?
That's why I smile. It's been a while since every day and everything has felt this right. And now you turn it all around.
If you're just joining us, I'm Dr. Kvitko. This is The Reasons We Smile, episode number 425. And with me today is Ryan Wilkins of the Ronald McDonald House Charities. And before the break, I asked Ryan, what happens if one of your guests has a toothache or they've broken a tooth or filling? What do you do?
That's a really good question. I think we should call Dr. Kvitko.
You know, that's not where I was going with that, but I would be okay with that.
We have a great partnership, obviously, with the healthcare system in Central Ohio. And a lot of people probably don't realize it, but we actually support families who have children being treated in any area hospital. So the vast majority of the guests have children being treated at Nationwide Children's. But we also have folks whose kids are being treated at Ohio State or at Riverside, really any hospital in Central Ohio. The only requirement is that you have a child that's being treated in the hospital, and you can stay with us at the Ronald McDonald House.
And that's the same for all of the Ronald McDonald Houses, correct?
Yes, basically.
Okay.
We have over 350 Ronald McDonald Houses in 50 different countries across
Wow.
the world. So, you know, everyone varies a little bit, but basically we're all doing the same thing to help support those families.
So I know the one in Cleveland is in conjunction with Rainbow Babies and Children's Hospital. And so And so if you're in Cleveland, you might want to call my good friend Dr. Oswick in Chagrin Falls.
There you go.
He'll be able to
take
care.
Yeah, and the Cleveland Ronald McDonald House is great. We actually have 6 Ronald McDonald Houses in the state of Ohio. Cincinnati, Dayton, Toledo, Cleveland, Akron, and Columbus. And we are able to serve really anyone in the state of Ohio and across the entire United States, truly. We are near just about every major children's hospital in the country.
Wow. Now, I'm guessing since you weren't sure exactly what you would do, that's probably never come up, at least to your knowledge, right? As far as somebody saying, hey, I've got this raging toothache, what do I do?
It's not come up in my experience, but that doesn't mean it doesn't happen. But we certainly would work to help support that family however we possibly could.
Okay, that's cool. Now, what would you say has been your most rewarding experience in your 8 years at Ronald McDonald House?
Wow. You know, every single day I get to wake up and go into work at a place that is making a difference in the lives of literally thousands and thousands of children. And every day is special to me. But I can tell you there have been a couple of specific events that we've been a part of that have been really neat. Back in 2010, we had the McDonald's All-American High School Basketball Games here in Columbus, and we got to host that. It raised over $1 million for the local Ronald McDonald House just at that one event.
Wow.
And some of the biggest NBA superstars at that time were high school players.
Yeah.
Jared Solinger and Kyrie Irving, these guys were at the Ronald McDonald House as seniors in high school, volunteering with the kids and making a really important impact on their lives. And one of the boys that was there at the Ronald McDonald House at that time, his name was Leo. And Leo was from Italy, and he had a really rare condition that he was going through and was being treated at Nationwide Children's Hospital. And he got to spend some time with those players, and it was just amazing to see his face light up to meet these superstars.
Yeah.
And that was a really neat experience to be a part of. But truly, every day is a day that I look forward to, and I know the rest of our team does too. It's such a place of hope and encouragement. You know, a lot of people, when I tell them I work at the Ronald McDonald House, say, oh gosh, isn't that sad? I say, no, really, it's not. It's a place where families are coming together to support one another. It's a community of hope. And mom and dad can sit down for a cup of coffee in the dining room and share one another's burdens and successes and everything in between.
Awesome. That's great.
It's an awesome thing.
That's great. Hey, we're almost out of time, and we don't want to miss out the chance to give out votecoachmata.com again. That's www.votecoachmata.com. You go there, and every day, vote for Coach Mata so that the Ronald McDonald Charities House Charities receives $100,000 if we win. And we want to beat that team up north for sure, and that's who's winning right now, by the way. And then also, if people want to help volunteer, donate, they go to your website. What is your website?
It's rmhc-centralohio.org, or if you want to just Google Ronald McDonald House Columbus, it'll pop up right there.
Awesome. Oh, that's perfect. Okay, that's all the time we have today. Thank you so much, Ryan. Next week, live in the studio with me will be Lauren Palmer and Ashley Reigert, founders of Operation Beautiful, a charity that provides high-end wigs for young girls suffering from hair loss related to cancer chemotherapy and illnesses such as trichotillomania and alopecia. Be sure to tune in. Don't forget to follow me on Twitter at Dr. Kvitko and visit my office Facebook page, Dr. Kvitko & Associates. All right, be sure to join me next week and every week right here on your favorite station. Goodbye.
Before we leave, let me tell y'all a little something. Before we leave, let me tell y'all a little something.
This is Carly Red from Love & Hip Hop Atlanta, the hit show on VH1. urging you to tune in next week with my dentist, Dr. Kavitko.
If you're interested in learning more about this and other dental health topics, go to thereasonswesmile.com to access full episodes of Dr. Kavitko's show.
If you'd like Dr. Kavitko, the world's most interesting dentist, to speak at your next event, please call 614-262-9588. That's 614-262-9588. Or send an email to speaking@thereasonswesmile.com.